Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Southern Cannabis Chronicle. I'm Russ Belville, and joining me today, we have Kevin Caldwell. He's the founder and president of Common Sense NOLA in New Orleans, Louisiana. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hello, Russ. Thank you very much for having me on today.
I'm so glad to have you on because I feel we really need to talk more about reforming marijuana laws in the South. It's one of the toughest places to try to get any traction. But I got to see you recently at the Drug Policy Alliance Reform Conference there in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was floored because, you know, I follow this movement pretty well, but I was stunned to find out what's going on in New Orleans. So let our listeners know what's happening with decrim there.
Well, just to give you a quick little background, I've worked at lobbying on the state level for 4 years now, and we've had some very minor successes. And about 2 years ago, I really kind of started to come to the conclusion or the realization that, you know, all politics is local. And if you're not getting the results that you want on a statewide level, maybe take a step back and find municipalities or, you know, your local area that you're going to find a little bit more friendly reception. And here in New Orleans, we really did. I mean, New Orleans has a long tradition with cannabis. It was our jazz musicians 100 years ago who really kind of started pushing it through the Midwest as they toured playing jazz. And as I really started to look at the numbers, in 2011, our city council did its first municipal ordinance, which would allow a first-time offender to be written a municipal summons. Prior to that first ordinance coming into effect, New Orleans arrested on average 6,000 arrests a year for simple cannabis possession. In between 2011 and 2014, those numbers changed, and they went down to an average of 2,500 arrests a year, with about 1,500 to 1,600 municipal summonses being written every year. And actually, the New Orleans Police Department did a fantastic job of implementing that ordinance, and the racial disparities in which these summonses were being written were very equitable. 7.5% of the time when the offender was Caucasian, they wrote a summons, and 68.3% of the time when the offender was African American, they wrote a summons. And that's something that I've always really cheered the New Orleans Police Department on. Common Sense NOLA started a community outreach program to change our city's home rule charter to allow the production, sale, and taxation of cannabis. Now, we knew at that point that it really would not change state law, but hopefully we could bring about a vote just to see how well, you know, how well this was going. We needed 12,000 signatures. And, you know, it's tough, you know, with a small group trying to get those numbers of signatures. But the city council noticed what we were doing. And Councilwoman Susan Guidry, working through my own personal council person, started meeting with me, and we started talking about different ways that we could change municipal law. And we went through a long process, and I was really honored that she, you know, had me as part of the policy recommendations for the ordinance. And as we moved forward, we had her legislative aide was a gentleman named Tyler Gibson, who's now with the Inspector General's Office of the New York Police Department. And he really embraced what we were doing and recognized that the enforcement of prohibition creates a wall between the community and the police. And we really just started working on how is it that we could best implement this to help the most people. We know, as you very well, and you point out on your show so well, the racial disparities in which cannabis prohibition has always been enforced. And they saw that, but they still recognized that 2,500 arrests was just too many people a year going into the criminal justice system for something that is very widely accepted in our community. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to spend any time here, but the smell of cannabis is not something rare in this city. We also were talking about the number of sick people in our community, both cancer patients, HIV, chronic pain, who were already using cannabis to mitigate some of the effects of their ailments and illnesses. And the councilwoman was really fantastic, really listened to what we were pushing. And the final ordinance that got passed 7-0 in our city council allowed for anybody over 17 years old, okay, to be written a municipal summons for simple possession of marijuana, which in Louisiana is defined as 0 to 2.5 pounds. I will say that, well, I'll get to that in a second about the implementation of the ordinance, but that it also covered flower and any other form of cannabis, you know, oils, tinctures, you know, any of the different ways it can be used. And that was specifically done for our medical patients. And, you know, our medical program is deeply flawed here in Louisiana and is yet to be implemented. We hope to see it really kick off the ground and begin to get to the limited numbers of patients it covers within the next year. But when I looked at the council people and said, listen, you know, we have people that are ill today and they're taking care of their illnesses today. And we really need them to not be afraid of the criminal justice system, in addition to whatever trials and tribulations they're going through with their illnesses. And the council was very recognized that, and they recognized the glacial pace that that reform happens on the state level in Louisiana. And it was a great combination. It was an honor to work with them. After it was passed, the ordinance went to the chief of police, who crafted the policy on how they were going to implement that policy. And that is where they came up with the 2.5 pound rule.
Just so our listeners are absolutely sure what you just said, not 2.5 ounces, 2.5 pounds.
Wow. Well, I will say when I was advocating for patients and such during the policy process, I was really pushing for a quarter to a half pound for patients who had to make their own oil, and to say, listen, if you're going to make your own oil, you have to, you need to at least a quarter to a half pound to make it even worth the process to go through. But one of the idiosyncrasies of Louisiana state law is that that simple possession is defined as 0 to 2.5 pounds. In 2015, on a state level, we were able to change the laws for so that your second offense was a misdemeanor and not a felony. Before that, simple possession was defined as 0 to 60 pounds. And I like to call that as a pay-to-play sort of situation. The fact is if you were relatively well off and could afford a good attorney, or if you were connected, any sort of violation like that could kind of be swept under the table as a misdemeanor. So I believe that the chief, and most likely, with the support of the administration, were really kind of challenging the state on the fact of how they could define simple possession as up to 2.5 pounds. And it was very interesting that a lot of, specifically in our very conservative suburbs and such, they fought the ordinance very hard up until implementation, and then they were very quiet because they did not want to have that conversation as to why we define simple possession to be such a large number. And hats off to our chief of police and the mayor to challenge the state on that. But yes, you did hear me correctly. It is 2.5 pounds.
That is really amazing. Kevin, I want to make sure that if people want to follow up on this and find some more information out, that they can get in touch with you guys there at Common Sense NOLA. Do you have any Facebook pages or websites you want to tell them about?
I do have a website. We're in the process of relaunching it. But the best way is through our Facebook page, which is just Common Sense NOLA, NOLA being capitalized. Currently what we're doing is we're trying to work with other cities in Louisiana, notably Baton Rouge, Lafayette, and Shreveport, as well as through that council. I've had people reach out from Mobile, Alabama, and Jackson, Mississippi. I think that these municipal pushes, Russ, are key in the South, because whereas we see that the control that district attorneys and sheriff's associations and such have over the state legislators, we are not a homogenous society in the South. There are pockets of progressive thought, and we need these pockets to show their displeasure with the number of people going into the criminal justice system for cannabis. And so we've been really working on a municipal push, and then slowly but surely start trying to turn these states. By at a certain point, each state is going to have a tipping point. And you know, I think for Louisiana, if we can get our four largest cities to embrace similar policies. Now, I'm not expecting them to adopt a policy quite as progressive as what New Orleans did, but even to come in and make it an ounce, I mean, that's fine. That's, you know, the way it is in a lot of places, but to push that so that we can leverage those successes onto our state legislatures and really start ending prohibition in the South from the grassroots up.
I think that is a very wise plan. We appreciate you moving forward with that. Kevin Caldwell with Common Sense NOLA. Check them out on the web. And if you'd like to get involved, I'm sure they'd love to have your support. Kevin, thanks for joining us here on the Southern Cannabis Chronicle, and good luck to you with the rest of those cities.
Thank you very much, Russ. I appreciate it.